Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eduardo Nunez. Batting second. The left fielder, Robbie Grossman. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting fifth. The DH, Trevor Plouffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ricky Nolasco. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting third. The DH, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dionor Navarro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Laurie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, J.B. Schuck. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tyler Saladino. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Shields. And now, play ball. Eduardo Nunez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nunez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grossman strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dozier takes first base on ball four. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dozier moves to third. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kepler hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eaton strikes out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nunez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Buxton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Buxton hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frazier hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dionor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Navarro hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Laurie, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Laurie hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Shuck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Shuck. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Shuck steals second. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garcia hits a line drive into left field. Grossman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Grossman. Shuck scores. Garcia moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Nunez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nunez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nunez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grossman is 0-for-1 in the game. Grossman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nunez moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Nunez moves to third. Two outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dozier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dozier bunts towards the mound. Shields fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton strikes out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Plouffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shields fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kepler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepler strikes out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Navarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Navarro hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.B. Schuck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Schuck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Buxton hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eduardo Nunez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nunez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nunez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Nunez reaches second base with a double. There goes Suzuki trying to get to home. Eaton throws the ball into Navarro, who tags Suzuki, who came all the way from first, for the out. Nunez moves to third. Two outs. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grossman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grossman hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dozier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Saladino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Saladino is 0-for-1 in the game. Saladino hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buxton. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grossman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Abreu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer strikes out. One out. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dozier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dozier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Dozier reaches second base with a double. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Plouffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Plouffe hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kepler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Navarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Navarro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Navarro reaches second base with a double. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laurie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Laurie strikes out. 1 out. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shuck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shuck hits a fly ball into left field. Grossman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saladino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nunez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Navarro scores. Garcia moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Michael Tonkin now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Saladino. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Saladino steals second. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Saladino scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abreu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. Escobar strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 2 in the game. Buxton hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Matt Albers now pitching. Eduardo Nunez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nunez is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nunez hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Jepsen now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buxton. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Navarro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Navarro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frazier moves to third. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laurie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Lowry strikes out. One out. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shuck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shuck hits a fly ball into left field. Grossman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frazier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, White Sox. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Ynoa now pitching. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grossman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grossman strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Santana pinch hits for Brian Dozier. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Plouffe is hit by the pitch. Santana moves to second. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Santana now playing second base. Buddy Boshers now pitching. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nunez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Perk now pitching. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. Escobar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garcia. Escobar reaches second base with a double. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Dan Jennings now pitching. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buxton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buxton strikes out. One out. Eduardo Nunez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nunez is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nunez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lowry. Escobar moves to third. Suzuki moves to second. Robbie Grossman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grossman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grossman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Escobar scores. Suzuki moves to third. Nunez moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Juan Centeno pinch hits for Joe Mauer. Juan Centeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Centeno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Frazier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Centeno for the out. Suzuki scores. Nunez moves to third. Grossman moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santana is hit by the pitch. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Plouffe takes first base on ball 4. Nunez scores. Grossman moves to third. Santana moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, White Sox. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepler is 0-for-4 in the game. Kepler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shuck. Kepler reaches second base with a double. Grossman scores. Santana scores. Plouffe moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-6, White Sox. Nate Jones now pitching. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.